Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Thank you for pointing.
Yeah?
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm old.
Yeah, you are old.
You were leading into this.
Yes, I was. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
Happy early birthday. It's your birthday this Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to be old too.
I guess so.
Yes, but for the next week, I'm a whole decade older than you.
Exactly. Wonderful.
So Brandon, how has your week been? Do you have a nerd thing?
I just finished the Indiana Jones game.
Ooh.
Well, the story. I'm going to find every secret and every letter.
Yeah, you really liked this one. Hey?
Yeah, it was really good. It's right up there with the first movie and the third movie.
Because
those are the ones with the Nazis in them.
Yeah,
and that makes them the good ones.
Right.
Because
punching Nazis.
I liked Temple of Doom when I was a kid, but
It's
clearly the third best
of
the original three. This is like really good.
Yeah, it's one that I enjoyed you playing in the same room as me, so it was very cinematic and it was really cool to watch you play while I was doing other stuff too.
Highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Nice. My nerd thing was that it was my birthday.
It was.
Yeah.
Old Lady Day.
Yes, thank you.
First annual Old Lady Day.
From now till when?
I guess when you kick the bucket. I don't know.
Keep getting older.
Yeah.
So I wasn't old 2 days ago, but I'm old now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. You got me a bunch of stuff, but I wore a tiara and sash out to dinner and everything.
Yeah. It was fun.
I might be wearing the tiara in my pajamas right now.
Why not?
Exactly. And what are you drinking?
I am drinking a lovely blueberry beer that we have left over from our trip last weekend to go see Beetlejuice, the musical.
That was another good nerd thing.
Yeah, I thought you were
going
to do that.
Almost was going to, but yeah. It was my
anyway, favorite, so. That was a week ago, or over a week ago now.
Yeah.
We went to a little brew pub, and they had a blueberry beer that we both liked, so we got a six-pack of it.
Yeah.
Went to happy hour, which is happy.
It was happy. But yes, you brought up, so we did watch Beetlejuice, and we also watched the movie Nosferatu, and very briefly, Brandon, what did you think of each of these things?
Beetlejuice, the musical, was better than I was expecting.
Me too.
I don't know, I wasn't expecting bad, but...
No.
I really liked it. It's kind of... fourth wall breaking, even more so than the movie.
Yes.
And so that's good. We still haven't seen the Beetlejuice sequel, so
no,
I don't know.
No, we probably should.
I don't know what but whatever. I liked the musical. It was good.
Yeah.
And Nosferatu is just Dracula, which
I
knew, but I didn't know exactly how much.
Yeah.
But it was very good. Very good version.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Fake Dracula, I guess.
Fair enough. Good.
Mm-hmm.
What am I drinking here? I'm also drinking blueberry beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're finishing the six-pack together.
Yes. I'm almost done it, too.
And then I'm going to switch to the local beer.
Yes, because we got a growler last night at my birthday, when we were there for my birthday. And we finished up Skeleton Crew. Skeleton Crew Skeleton Crew is done.
Kind of goes with the whole theme of this episode, which is pirates.
Okay. Brandon, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
I don't know.
The C.
That makes sense.
Maybe not these pirates, though. Spoiler free, Brandon, what did you think about the last two episodes of Skeleton Crew?
Yeah, we kind of caught up because we had fallen behind, and I've been working, so we haven't watched.
Yeah.
That's got to change. There's too many things coming out.
Oh, my goodness. We've got some news about stuff coming out. Yeah.
No, it was good. It was definitely like an 80s kids adventure.
Goonies in space.
Goonies, E.T., those types of Amblin entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
things, and I think they did a very good job of that, mm-hmm. and Jude Law was very good.
Absolutely destroyed it. He was amazing.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, we can do not spoiler-free down the road, but we'll just keep it general for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney A News Update. Okay, let's do Disneyland news first, and then we've, like we said, we have some stuff that was announced that we got to talk about, that kind of stuff. So let's just quickly do Disneyland. Lunar New Year has officially started.
It's red.
It is. It is. All the menus and everything were released. We're going to do a quick, brief look at it before we go in February, but we don't need to go through the whole menus or anything right now.
What year is it?
It is the year of the dragon.
I thought it was the year of the dragon last year.
Oh. I think it was the year of horse last year. Maybe not. I will find out.
It was the year of the rabbit 2 years ago when that was like Oswald and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Snake.
Snake.
You're right. Last year was dragon.
Yeah, I knew
rabbit
that.
For Oswald. Last year was dragon, right? Because we kept talking about Mushu.
Yeah, of
right.
course.
And this year is the year of the snake.
Notice you didn't talk about Raya.
And also Raya last year for that.
No one said that. No one said that. You're the snake, so, like, are we gonna have Ka merchandise, or...?
Well, I mean, I guess, but they might not want to do that, because the snakes are all the villains, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'm looking at all the merch and stuff like that, and it seems like pretty much they're just stating, like, Lunar New Year, right? It's all just... Although the spirit jersey and everything looks great with the lanterns, But there's also Chip and Dale dressed up in some of the merch, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of snakes at all.
I feel like Indiana Jones would not be a big fan of this.
I concur. Mm-hmm.
Year?
Magic Tea exclusive t-shirt.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's like a little snake in the Mickey head.
That's how they're doing it.
That's
yeah,
cool.
They're on the... So on the Mickey clothes and like Chip and Dale clothes and stuff like that, they're wearing snake stuff, but it's not like... They're not putting snakes super forward in terms of.
Wow. Snakes aren't very popular.
No.
I'm just glad that there's no Chinese zodiac for...
Spider.
Spider. Because that would be terrible.
I like snakes. A new Big Hero 6 Megapop Sipper has arrived at DCA, which looks actually really cool.
It looks,
this is from Big Hero 6, it and looks, it has the double-sided.
It looks like the battle bot that... Mm-hmm. Hero builds with the nanobots at the beginning of the movie.
And everything's articulated and moves, and it's
that's
very
That's
cool.
pretty darn cool.
It is super cool.
I would be tempted to get that.
Me too.
Because it's just random.
I won't. How about this?
Cool.
I don't think I'll go looking for it, but if I see it, the chances are not. If it's still there and
if
everything.
If it's still there when we go, yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Whatever.
The Haunted Mansion has now reopened, officially Classic Haunted Mansion.
For the first time in like 2 years.
Exactly. And the big news is there's a new bride, and the hitchhiking ghosts are now digital, and they did like a few updates throughout the whole thing. The new bride actually harkens back to before, and you see her in the attic scene, and now it's like Constance Hathaway. And she's the one who has the axe and is like, I did. And like in the attic when it's going through all the husbands she killed, they are taking away that story. And it's more just like a bride dying of a broken heart, which was the original story for it. So they just
Lame.
Replaced.
Don't like it.
I love the Lunar New Year ears, by the way.
They're fine.
Bunch of Lunar New Year merch. The new Haunted Mansion bride has also had a new sipper as well. We're talking about merch. And the, Lunar New Year food. There's a new pre-show for World of Color now as part of Lunar New Year as well. And, like, some entertainment things like parades and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
But that's basically the Disneyland stuff. News in, Nerd World, we had a, would you even call it a, I guess it'd be like a teaser trailer for the Switch 2.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you call it, right? Just like a first look, I guess, or a teaser trailer?
It was an announcement trailer, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. If you follow video game news at all, you would have heard a lot of leaks about the Switch 2, and so I think Nintendo is kind of forced to release something official.
Yeah, they're doing a Direct at the beginning of April.
Which is quite a ways away, really. Yeah,
but it was just like, here, people have something to like.
Yeah, and it's coming out this year, so we'll see. You'll be able to play your Disney Dreamlight Valley on it. And it'll have more power, so it'll be better on that.
I'm really hoping, because they upped the item count for everything except Switch.
They might be able to have a special Switch 2 version.
Exactly.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. It is going to be backwards compatible, so you'll be able to play most of your regular Switch games on the new one, and then they'll have newer games that use the system to its full capabilities, I guess. But
So I'm excited about
that. Kind of cool, I guess. We'll see.
Yeah.
we'll see what games come out on it. That's the main.
Right, yes.
The main thing.
I'm still wondering about Animal Crossing.
I want a new Mario.
Yeah, that would make the most sense. Speaking of new, we have a whole bunch of stuff coming up, but we got a new trailer for Daredevil. Well, Daredevil Born Again. What did you think of this?
They wanted to put all fears to rest that they were going to Disney-fy it, because the trailer was extraordinarily violent in nature.
I was like, can they even put this in a trailer for Disney Plus?
I guess so.
Apparently. Like, you see, like, bones breaking, and it is.
Yeah, the bones aren't supposed to bend that way.
No. And they're supposed to stay in your skin.
Yeah, usually. Though. Yeah. Generally.
Mm-hmm. yes, this is, I'm so excited for this.
Basically. It looks like it's gonna be good. I hope it is. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It had many problems, like a lot of Marvel stuff has lately, so we'll see if it came out good.
I'm optimistic, but I generally am. Am I missing any other trailers or news or anything like that? Is there something obvious? Sometimes I miss something obvious.
No, I think Daredevil was the big one. That's what they'll be. Like, there's been a few new teasers and footage for Captain America.
Right, yes.
Because that is the next thing to come out.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot more TV spots and stuff like...
Because Daredevil's not till the beginning of March, so...
Right.
You'll have Captain America in February.
February 14th, it comes out Valentine's Day.
Well, he is the Red Hulk.
Exactly. I think you made the same joke last time I said
Probably. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
It is right there.
It is. But I was excited to see Daredevil, the Daredevil trailer, and so I'm excited to watch Daredevil. Let's head to the main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Brandon.
Yes?
Are you excited for pirate stuff?
I sure am.
Okay, why are we talking pirates?
Disney's second best pirate franchise.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't even think that's true.
I don't even know if it's a franchise.
It's not. Okay. So we hadn't done Blind Date with Disney for a while, and it was almost certainly my turn. And you were inspired by Skeleton Crew, you said, to pick Blackbeard's Ghost for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just trawling the depths and bowels of the Disney Plus catalog,
as one does through like the hull of a ship or something.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll I was digging for buried treasure.
There we go.
I said, "This looks terrible." Krista wants to watch it.
Okay. So I did. I did. Are you excited to come on this seagoing adventure with Blackbeard's Ghost?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear.
Well, let's start with the fact that none of it takes place on a sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So
he's just haunting, like, the Eastview Mall or something? Like...
Close. A track meet.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So... Did he bury his treasure on the track or something?
Okay, nope, there is no treasure.
No treasure.
No, okay. Okay. So, first of all, this movie came out in 1968.
Oh, that was a long time
ago. It is. And it was the height of, like, those live action. The guy who stars in it, well, not Blackbeard, but the other guy who stars in it, he was the one who did all the Herbie movies, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched most of those.
I haven't, which is insane. But anyway, so he did that. The guy who plays Blackbeard apparently was an Academy Award winner. He was in, like, Spartacus, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the love interest of, not Blackbeard, but the other guy, was Annie from The Birds.
Oh.
Yeah. So we actually have, like, people in this.
They needed a paycheck, I guess?
Well, they actually did a lot of Disney live-action movies then. Like, you look at their lists, and, like, the woman did... I don't remember other things, but did some other things.
They needed paychecks.
Paychecks, that's the one. So.
Hey, I don't fault anyone for getting that bag.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know, we've said that before with, like, Hallmark Christmas movies. You're like, that's a sweet deal. Like,
yeah.
do the thing, mm-hmm. for sure. So, first of all, the movie follows this guy who is a coach. He is a track and field coach.
Is he a failed track and field coach,
well,
or a successful track and field coach?
He is a neutral to begin with track and field coach who is, we meet him as he is filling up with gas in this little town, and there's this teenager who's like, fill in the tank and everything, because it's the 60s and we do this, and he is explaining who he is, and he says, oh, I'm the shot put on the team. And he looks at him, and he's like a super tiny kid. And he's like, but the shot put's like the strongest guy on the team. He's like, yeah, I know. And then you're like, oh. They're like comically bad, the track and field team.
Oh, okay.
I did not
suspect that this was going to turn into a sports movie.
It really isn't. So he takes him to the inn where he has lodging booked. And he gets to the inn, and he realizes it is actually this old...
pirate ship.
Yes, this old pirate ship, and it's on.
Wow,
the...
I'm good at this.
Yes, well,
I should
it's
be a writer.
Made from an old pirate ship. Like, there's parts of it that were incorporated, right?
Is it the pirate ship, or is it the ship of Theseus?
Both are the ship. Neither are the ship. So it's been kind of transformed to this inn, and it's done by these little old ladies, and like one of them is like the housekeeper in Mary Poppins. Like, they're also just like in all these old Disney movies.
Okay.
And they apparently are the descendants of Blackbeard. That's their whole thing, and they run this inn, and it's all very pirate themed.
Probably leading from the other thing he did besides pillage.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yeah, that's actually kind of hinted at without, like, explicitly stated. More that he had lots of descendants.
Yeah.
That were varied.
Because he did two things, and
yes.
One of them was pillage.
Yes. Anyway, so we get there, and we find out they're doing a big fundraiser to try and save money, because these evil gamblers in town are trying to take the inn away from these sweet little old ladies who want to run it. And
I did not realize this was going to turn into a Hallmark Christmas movie.
it's more, much more violent, actually.
Okay.
Which, I mean, low bar. There's no violence in Hallmark Christmas movies.
There should be.
Right? So they're kind of like these, like, comically sleazy 60s, like, crime-focused gamblers. They run a gambling ring, which is also the only nice restaurant in town is attached to it, because, you know, they have to go on a date later, so we have to meet that. And they all have names like Slinky, but not a dog. And, like, it's all very cheesy. Anyway, they're going around, they're doing this big bid on these different artifacts that these little ladies have scrounged up to try and get some money. And the greasy crime folks are like, I wouldn't bid, and that thing's a fake, and try to do that, and this upsets the new track coach in town, so he just, like, bids a ridiculous amount of money for, I think it was like a bed warmer or something.
Because we all know that track coaches for high school are very, very, very rich.
Well, it's true. A ridiculous amount of money for what it was. Everything else is like, we're going to start the bidding at like $10. And he ends up getting in a bidding war with the football coach that he met. And they're all like, football's awesome and track is stupid.
I mean, that... that's realistic. That's the most realistic thing I've heard so far.
Well, and there's also, he meets a pretty lady who is a teacher at the school as well. And
well, that's definitely not realistic.
Wow. Wow.
Ah, ow.
So anyway, and he ends up like walking up to her and kissing her because she thought he was running a kissing booth, but she wasn't. It was a so comical. And
I don't think that would you get away with that anymore.
No, you wouldn't. But then she's offended because he was like, "Oh, I'll just kiss the girl who is running the kissing booth instead." And then she was like, "You'll get the special if you pay more from me." And then she like gives him a really big kiss instead.
That's called prostitution.
The word of the day is. So anyway, no, they're fundraising, Brandon. It's fundraising. They have a booth. It's labeled kissing booth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't do those anymore.
No, they don't. They don't.
I wonder why.
Yeah, weird. So anyway, he and the football player get into this bidding match, and he ends up paying like $200 for this bed warmer. And he's like, the boat is really creepy. The little old ladies are really creepy. They're like weird. They start talking about like how proud they are to be descendants of Blackbeard. And they're also like saying ghost stories about Blackbeard as the party's winding down, and they're showing him to his room. And he's just exhausted. And finally, he goes to bed, and instead he sits on the bed warmer he just got. And the handle breaks, and inside is like a rolled up piece of paper. And there is some like Latin or something on it. So he's like, cool, I'm just going to randomly read that.
Oh, that's the first thing you do when you read.
Yes.
Find some weird Latin hidden away.
Exactly. And then you find out that he's actually staying in Blackbeard's room because there's a portrait, and it's of his like third wife or something like that, who was reported to be a witch. And they hung her or burned her or something. And as they were
probably
doing
both.
That, probably both.
You got a double tap.
Yeah, it's true. While they were doing that, she like cursed Blackbeard. And this is all part of that. So it's Blackbeard's curse. So he reads this. A big storm starts happening outside, and all of a sudden Blackbeard shows up in his room. So the premise
of
this.
That's just rude. You should at least knock first.
No, well, it's his room. It was his room first.
Yeah, but he was not. he has lost eminent domain over it. So just be polite, okay? I don't care.
His whole thing is basically he's doomed to wander because of this curse put on him unless he can do something to, like, be a good person in death.
Bake sale.
Basically. So the thing is, only
he's going to run a kissing booth.
Movie would have gone differently.
Yeah.
So part of the thing is he won't leave the track coach alone, and the track coach doesn't want him to be there. And there's like a bit of comedy of errors going on that way. Only the coach can see him.
Are we entirely certain that the coach is sober?
Well, he doesn't drink at all. But one of the things
I wasn't talking about alcohol.
One of the ongoing things, though, which you would not do in a Disney movie nowadays, Blackbeard steals a lot of rum and keeps drinking it. And then the coach, like, that night, he also steals, like, a car or something. Oh, he keeps trying to take over the car while the other guy's driving. Because he's like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to go find, like, another hotel or something to sleep in where there's not a ghost haunting it, right? Because he doesn't realize he's the only one who can see it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I would probably find alternate lodging
right,
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then he finds out, oh, it's not tied to the room. It's tied to me. Because he keeps, like, grabbing the wheel. He's very confused how cars work, for example. And then a cop pulls him over and he can smell alcohol and there's rum in the car. But he's like, I don't drink. And so he's making him do all these like drunk driving tests. And in the meantime, then Blackbeard like steals the cop's motorcycle. And it's all like very slapstick comedic stuff like that.
That was pretty common in those 60s Disney live action
exactly.
stuff. Yeah.
So it was very like, that was totally the vibe I was expecting for this kind of thing. You find out that the woman teacher is actually, she is focused on like, I think she's actually the counselor. Like she knows child psychology because the principal asks her to keep an eye on this guy because he hears, he's like, oh, and then he was going to be arrested, but they didn't have any alcohol on him, so he was just acting crazy. So like they hear this stuff. So they think the new track coach is insane. And
they're like, he's a witch, burn him.
No, he's fine. He's a male.
Where is this town supposed to be?
It's like some kind of coastal states town.
Okay,
it is
on the coast.
Yes.
Probably just assumed to be like California.
Probably,
if it was Blackbeard, I guess it would be on the
other side.
The East Coast. In the Carolinas or something.
Probably, yeah. There's like just like a little inlet and everything is just the inn and the this, right? So
okay.
He goes to the school, which is actually I think like a small community college kind of idea. I thought it was a high school at first, but I think it's a community college. And you find out that they are going to shut down the track and field team because they're, like,
really bad.
But there's this one final meet coming up, and there's this, because it's a little town, they're all really big on tradition. And so the board wants them to compete one more time for, like, the 60th time or something like that in this track meet. So, so that's fine. So he's going to do that, and they're still laughably bad. And Blackbeard keeps wanting to have them, like, cheat in different ways. And he's like, no, that's not morally right, because I'm the track coach, and I say no. And I want to teach the boys to do the right thing. Meanwhile, he's kind of starting to
he's talking to a pirate, right?
Yes, but and that's this whole thing. He's just, like, automatically, like, you're a bad guy, you don't know what's going on here.
Okay?
And he's like, once he accepts that he actually does see him and he's not insane. So
I'm not entirely convinced of that.
That's totally fine. So he goes out with the other teacher and he tells her about this ghost, and she's like, oh, that's interesting. Like, that kind of voice, obviously doesn't believe him. Random stuff keeps happening. The bottles of rum while they're at the restaurant keep going missing from behind the bar. A couple waiters keep tripping. And then the gambling ring is actually in the back room. And you find out that the female teacher has in her purse a bunch of money that she's taking to put towards the inn. She's on the board that's helping the little old ladies keep the inn, right? Away from the greedy gamblers. And
is it called the Stay In Association?
It should have been.
Okay.
So it's like the Daughters of the, or something like that. So she's going to deposit it in the morning. So she's got a bunch of cash on her. And Blackbeard sees this and is like, excellent. So he steals her purse, takes the money, puts the purse back.
He understands modern cash.
He just understands that that's a lot of money.
It's not doubloons or anything.
Right. He understands it's a lot of money, and he also hears them talking about how it's a lot of money. Okay. It does not cover the mortgage payment or anything, and she's like, no, it's nowhere near enough, but it helps go towards it.
One mortgage payment?
I know. It's like the bill that's, like, not the mortgage payment, but the mortgage that's left on it that they need to pay by X amount of
date. They're calling the whole mortgage.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
By,
you know, midnight on the whatever day coming up.
Have they considered contacting the Muppets?
Right. Yes, they've done this.
They have experience.
Yes, they have experience.
In this very situation.
And they have experience with pirates,
they
too.
They do, yes.
Yeah,
maybe not in the 60s, but...
No, that's true. But now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, they also have experience with time travel, so really, they could go back. I mean, this would solve so many problems.
Uh-huh.
Probably
make a better movie, too.
It's true. So Blackbeard takes the money, and through some, like, manipulating papers and stuff like that, he puts the money down on this terrible track team to, like, for the gambling, to win the meet.
Oh,
the
I hope he
day.
Got some good odds.
Oh, crazy good odds.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say he bet it all on black.
Oh, we're getting there.
Beard.
That was well done. So they finally figure out that this money came from the teacher, and so she's the one holding the bet now, and she's like, I never did this. This is crazy. She keeps going to him and being like, I think his name's Smiley or something, the head bad guy, and is like, can you just cancel and give me my money back? He's like, no, I would never do that. It's terrible. Like, absolutely not. I can't do that for you. No. So they go to the track meet, and everyone's there, and the team is doing poorly, and he thinks this is great, and...
Double or nothing.
Well, we're getting there. So and then all of a sudden, Blackbeard starts interfering. So he starts doing things like tripping the other teammates, or he'll, like, pick up a contestant who's supposed to be doing high jump and, like, throw him in the air, or he'll...
Like angels in the outfield.
Yeah, very much like that. But the only one who sees what's going on is the coach, who keeps yelling at him to stop. So his Blackbeard's feelings get hurt, because he believes at this point that if he helps the lady save the inn, it's like doing good. And so he'll be free at that point.
Mm.
Yeah. So his feelings are hurt, and he just, like, sits there and then refuses to help for a while. And then they start losing, and the teacher's, like, upset, and all the old ladies are upset, and finally the coach is like, fine, cheat, I don't care.
I am still very surprised that this house somehow turned into a sports movie.
Yeah, and you did not see that coming, right?
With a side dash of, like, Hallmark Christmas.
But not a Christmas.
And or Muppets. I don't know, just with the saving of the inn. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, weird.
But it is a pirate inn, so, you know. and this is
of
all
course it is.
Very mm-hmm. what exactly what you'd expect from live action late 60s Disney, all right? They're, like, falling all over the place. It's all very comedic, slapstick craziness.
Hilarious.
Okay. So that happens. They do end up winning. And then, of course, Smiley's like, I'm not going to honor the bet.
Of course.
Now.
Yeah, he's a...
Right. So they're all excited. They have... The little ladies are standing around. They invite the banker guy to come down. They're having a fire, and they're going to burn the papers, and they're going to have the money to hand over, and the money isn't there, and Smiley doesn't show up. So the coach and the teacher go take off, but the coach just had this really big fight with Blackbeard's ghost about the cheating thing, and so then...
Did they punch?
They just, like, yelled at each other, basically.
Oh, that's lame.
And then, but then, Blackbeard said, like, they're really upset about Smiley, like, going back on this whole thing. They're like, wow, he's even a worse guy than I thought. And
so
then...
Blackbeard stabs him.
No, there's actually no stabbing. Well, wait, there might be stabbing.
He's a terrible pirate.
He's really upset that he's stuck with, like, a lily-livered, wussy kind of coach like him, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. But then he sees him get all angry, and he's like, I'm going to go down there and, like, basically beat up this Smiley character, right? And
Blackbeard?
Coach. So then Blackbeard comes up to him, and he says, like, I'd like to come with you. And then he's like, I don't know. And he's like, proud to sail under ya, Captain. So basically he's, like, passing on.
He's like, look at me. You're the captain.
You're the captain now.
I feel like this is slightly out of character for Blackbeard, but okay. Well,
that's part of the whole thing, right? So they go, and they basically... So he still refuses to... Blackbeard helps, like, get rid of all the henchmen for a while. Smiley refuses to, but then he, like, pulls a gun or something on them. Still refuses to give the money. But then he says, why don't you go and here's your original bet, bet on it. I'll give you your money back. Why don't you go and next door to the roulette wheel? And it's the special room. And so they go and they start betting, and they're doing really, really well because Blackbeard just, like, picks up the thing and throws it
just,
in whatever.
Just grabs the ball.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Or else he, like,
Matt,
moves all the chips
onto
the
If you had
thing.
An invisible ghost friend, you could clean up at the roulette table.
Exactly. Or so he either moves that or he moves the chips to wherever it was, like, landing.
No, see, that wouldn't work because they have cameras.
Yeah, well, they didn't in 1968 in this special back room that's illegal.
I guess so.
Yeah, so the guy is like, this is weird.
I want to play roulette with a ghost.
Right,
now.
So
yeah,
good.
Okay.
And then head henchman guy comes out and they're watching and they're upset because they're doing really well. And it's like, one more bet. And then they hit a little lever underneath the table.
Because it's a illegal...
Exactly. And it, like, moves the ball again or something like that after Blackbeard has placed it. And now there's, of course, two eyes watching, so they can't move it again. So they lost almost everything except this tiny little bit left. And then Blackbeard, like, busies himself under the table. Oh, he takes
the... He does
the
what now?
He takes the electric thing that it's connected to.
Okay.
Or it's Magnus and electric. And he connects it to the, you know, the garters for the socks that they would wear at the time. There's, like, metal clips on them. And he connects it to the guys who were, like, the guy was running the table and then the henchmen. And then he's like, all right, let's do it again. So then they do one more, and the guys are like, haha, they're about to lose all their money. So they do it with everything on this, like, whatever, one specific bet.
Double zero.
Right, and something, I don't know.
That would give you the best odds.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so they do that, and then they're, like, chuckling, and they go to, like, press the button to make it kick out again, and they're electrocuted horribly, and they're like, great, we won all this money. So then they take their little slip, and they go to cash out, and, of course, Smiley shows up, won't let them, pulls a gun on them. It's a whole big thing. They start, like, being very physical fighting, like the very 1960s Disney, like, clearly punching something, like Foley sounds. And then Blackbeard gets to have some fun because they start freaking out because they're trying to, like, punch the air, and he's, like, kicking their butts, basically. The coach and the teacher take the money, jump in a boat, run off to try and make it before the, like, midnight deadline to get the money to the banker so the ladies don't lose their inn. And they just tell Blackbeard to have fun. Right. And so he just, like, all of a sudden you just see the henchman, like, flying out through, like, glass into the water. And he basically just, like, beats the crap out of them until they're, like, a pile of, you know, the scene in A Christmas Story when they're all, like, piled up and you see, like, birds tweedling overhead and stuff like that with Black Bart's men.
Yeah.
It's like that without the X's drawn on the eyes.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they make it like 30 seconds. Like they start doing the countdown to midnight kind of thing. And the old ladies are really upset.
It's well known that all business deals have a midnight countdown.
Exactly. It's true.
Very, very common. Yes.
Exactly true. So, and they show up and they have the money. So everything is good. And then at the end, so everything's like getting wrapped up and Blackbeard shows up in his rowboat and now everyone can see him and he goes and he says goodbye to everyone. And then he goes back in the rowboat out into the middle of the ocean and you see the ship come through and it's all like foggy.
But I thought the inn was the ship.
It's a different, this is ghost ship now. And you hear all the crew talking to him and they're like, what took you so long and all this stuff. And then he starts like barking orders at him or I'm going to throw you in the brig and like all these different
swab the poop deck.
Exactly. And then the fog just like floats in and then the teacher and the coach kiss and credits roll and that is Blackbeard's ghost.
And then Scooby-Doo shows up and they pull the
it is
mask off and say it was actually old man Carter the whole time.
And he would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling pirate ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was bizarre. It was like the kind of randomness that only makes sense in like a live action kids movie, especially like from this time.
They did have a lot of fever dreams back then. Yeah.
I really got the same vibe as I did from any of those other movies I watch. Very like absent-minded professor kind of thing.
Yep.
Or like, I haven't seen the Herbie ones, but I would bet, I'm sure that's very much similar. What was the one with Dick Van Dyke?
Mary Poppins.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's not that far off either, quite frankly. But just like chaos, where it's just like, yeah, of course this happens. And it's like comedic, slapstick parts and elements.
Yeah.
It was very, like, I'm not going to sit here and say this was a good movie, okay? But or like Pollyanna, like that kind of that nostalgic vibe to it.
They basically just got a bunch of actors in a room and said, you know, this is what's going to happen. And then they filmed something and then they would like go, then this is going to happen next. And
honestly, like you're probably right.
They didn't have a whole lot of storyboarding
back then. No. That's, you're right. The Blackbeard himself, like, he was much more fun than I was expecting. And it might be stuff like, I was like, oh, they put that in a kids movie, like that kind of stuff. But it definitely walked that line. I actually looked up like Siskel and Ebert review at the time. And Ebert said that it was the most enjoyable live action Disney movie for an adult to sit through in a very long time.
Huh.
Now, the other thing, a big complaint about this, I guess, this movie came out in 1968. 1966 is when Walt died unexpectedly. This was the first like live action movie that was entirely done without his input. And people said like, yeah, like when it came out, there was a lot of like talk about how it wasn't, like you could tell something was missing. I don't know. Me looking back, I can't tell the difference between a 1968 movie and a 1964 movie in the same vein. But, you know, other people can.
People think what they want to think.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I didn't particularly like the love interest kind of thing, but I'm like, of course it's in there, whatever. I have questions about the track team now. Are they just getting canceled next year then instead? Because they're bad again. The principal ended up saying he hated football during it because the football coach was like watching with him and they're all buddy buddy. And then he got really excited when the track team was doing well. So then he said, and he's like, how come you never cheered this hard at football games? He's like, I have a secret to tell you. I hate football. And it's like very dramatic because he was always like, our team is a football team. That part felt very much like Glee to me. How they're always like, the cheerleaders get all the money because they do really well, and they do really well because they get all the money. So like the football team does really well, so they get support.
I'm sorry. It is a U.S. Southern-ish town.
Of course, football's big.
Football's gonna be bigger than track. Like track is not small in the States, but it's still.
Yeah, of course.
It's still a C-minus sport, whereas football is your A-plus sport.
Right.
Like,
I get what you're saying. So I guess the part of the idea is, I don't know, maybe they'll have a more of a place for track.
You don't see the track team go by and all the co-eds fainting as...
No, but they did have cheerleaders.
Were they as bad as the track team?
No, they were just like the school's cheerleaders.
Oh, they just lent them.
Probably.
It was off season for the football
team. Weirdly enough, they didn't go into a lot of detail about that.
Why not? I demand to know. I need 3 novels and a comic book on the backstory of the cheerleaders team. See, that's, I'm channeling my inner Star Wars fan.
I appreciate
now.
That. Yeah. Okay. Wait. You do not expect me to believe that the cheerleaders who cheered so excitedly for the football team would also cheer so, 'cause that doesn't make sense.
I don't think cheerleaders care about what sport.
No, but that doesn't make sense.
For.
That is inauthentic to the original cheerleading story.
Oh, right.
I'm also making fun of Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for example, I'm pulling up the poster here to show you.
Actually, that poster is amazing.
Right? It's like, I should put this on our Instagram stories. It says, Gangway, Blackbeard's on his wildest spree in 200 years as he panics police, humiliates hoods, and turns a track meet into a laugh riot. And laugh riot is L-A-F-F riot.
Wow. No, that poster's amazing. I love it. I like kind
no
of...
No notes.
I kind of want it.
It. You know what? I don't have any problem with this whatsoever. If you... found this poster, or if I found this poster, we would have to get it. We do have some movie posters.
It's
so good.
It is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. it's really good. I will make sure I post it up in our... See, look, there's even cheerleaders on the poster.
Right.
I will make sure I post it up on our Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. But, like, that is the vibe of it all. Like, it's just zany, and it's...
Yeah.
Odd, and... Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's kind of fun, actually. Like, you, as long as you go in with, like, no expectations, mm-hmm. it's actually fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I had heard of this movie before, but I hadn't seen it. And that's saying something, because I've seen movies like The Gnome-mobile, or Darby O'Gill and the Little People, or, like, all those kinds of things.
But not Herbie.
But I've never seen Herbie.
I don't know what's wrong.
I know, Disney fan.
Why?
I don't know.
Herbie's actually good.
You know what? I want to watch Herbie one day.
It was when I was a kid, anyway.
No, I want to watch Herbie. I think you just have to be, like, in the right mind frame and go in with, like, no expectations for, like, an amazing movie or anything. And then it's just enjoyable. It's, like, silly and fun and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this was much better than The Magic Gourd. That one holds the prize for the worst one that you've ever made me watch.
I gotta try and beat that.
No, this is not a challenge.
It is, though.
It's not.
A challenge has been accepted. No.
I have the perfect movie I'm gonna make you watch for Blind Date with Disney in March. Yeah, I saw it. It was recommended to me.
That's too long away. I can't, cannot commit.
So do you have any questions? Do you wish
you
would have
several.
Seen
this?
But yeah, he's like, I don't know. It's another one of Disney doing pirates, right? Like, he's not going to be like actual pirate. He's going to be like fun-loving pirate. And they're going to just like play up the rum stuff and not, you know, the murder or anything.
Yeah.
Or any other thing.
Yeah. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. He just has a lot of descendants, okay? And he was married a bunch of times.
Right. Married.
Well, I mean that too. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It was fun. It was good. It wasn't good. It was fun.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't hate it.
It was like a solid C minus. Or C.
That's kind of what I was thinking it might be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I
Whatever.
Would maybe even give it a C just for like...
Or maybe 7 Cs.
No. Are you sad you didn't get to watch this with me?
Not even in the slightest.
What? Crazy. So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work, as well as our social media links, at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also email us through there. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast on any of them, it takes about, you know, I don't know, a second. You hit the 5 stars and you're done. Yay!
Easy.
If you haven't, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Brandon, what is the rating of a pirate's favorite movie?
PG-13.
You're wrong. It's rated R.
So close.
What is a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
I don't know. What is it?
Arby's. I thought
it was
Long John Silver. Does this sound better, or does Skeleton Crew sound better?
Skeleton Crew is much better.
I agree.
Skeleton Crew was enjoyable. I don't know if it has any staying power. And it has terrible viewership ratings.
Oh, which is crazy. Yeah, that's surprising.
They need a lot of work to rehab the Star Wars brand, unfortunately.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, Andor is coming out this year as well. Season 2.
I am curious to see how that does, because the first season is beloved. So
It is. I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
No, it's a well-accepted fact that is right up there with the best Star Wars thing ever, not just like Disney's Star Wars.
They knocked it out of the park with Rogue One, and then they did it again with Andor, and it's like...
Just do that more.
Yeah. It's like, what is that telling
you?
It
doesn't all have to be super serious and dour like that either. But, I don't know, just make good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Mandalorian Season 1 wasn't dour. It was fun and exciting.
Yeah.
And it just make good stuff and people will like it. And
well, sometimes.
Most people will like it. People will complain about Star Wars no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's true.
But there are some legitimate complaints out there these days as well. So
some stupid ones.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So next episode, I don't think we're recording for next weekend, but we will the weekend after. And I've got some options. We might be talking about Skeleton Crew.
Just the way life is, I think this is becoming a bi-weekly or bi-monthly.
What is that one when it's twice every other week?
That's the funny thing with the prefix bi. It can be once every two or twice.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So like bi-weekly could mean every other week or twice in a week.
That's weird.
It's weird.
I don't know.
It's terrible. Anyway.
Every other week.
There you go.
Yeah. Ish.
For now.
Yeah.
Until,
yeah, just for a while. Like, just for a bit
until,
for what's going on.
Until I figure out my life.
We might be talking... We have a couple options. One might be Skeleton Crew. We also have a trip to Disney coming up in a few weeks. Yeah. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Is it the pirate ship, or is it the ship of Theseus?
Both are the ship. Neither are the ship.